I just wasn't expecting that. You're the first person I think I've ever talked to who said anything in any French words, and I wasn't prepared for it. Yes, I know French, but and if you drink it with nothing at all in it, you say
black.
Have you ever heard people say straight?
Oh,
in Turkey, about coffee. If they don't
drink
it.
I'm going to make you cough.
Wow.
She got into my cough drops, and she had to get on the top of the chest to do that.
To get to the cough drops.
Mm-hmm. All right, get up here and sit down and be still.
Wash hands.
Well, she wants to wash
we'll
her hands.
Do that later. Just sit and hold them nice and still.
Now, if you were going someplace and you didn't want to go alone, you might say to someone, well, just come along and go
with me.
And if someone is not going away from you, you'd say they're coming straight
toward me.
Mm-hmm. And if you went to town and saw someone that you hadn't seen in a long time, you might say, well, guess who I ran
into.
And if you had given your daughter the same name as your sister, for example, you'd say you named your daughter
after.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of animal that barks is a
barking dog.
If you were talking about a mixed breed dog, you'd call it a
No, I wouldn't. I'd call it a strooch.
A strooch.
Its father was a stray and its mother was a pooch.
A strooch. That's pretty good. That's a new one. I haven't heard that one. Someone insisted on going inside a fence where a watchdog was kept, you might say, now you better watch out or you're going to get
bit.
And in a herd of cattle, what do people call the male?
Bull.
And the female, you call them, one you keep
cow, I suppose. I'm not real knowledgeable about that.
I know. I just farm animals are not your specialty. Before they had farm implements like your husband sells, what kind of animals did they use to pull the plow?
A mule.
And
mules.
Yeah. Yeah. If they had more than one, do you know what they call them? Did they say?
Pair of mules. No, there wasn't a it wasn't a pair. It was a
team.
Sure. Yeah, a team of mules. Mm-hmm.
What about the offspring of a cow? You call it a
calf.
And you probably don't know this one. Do you know what people say when a cow's about to give birth? They say it's going to
make a calf.
Foal. No, that's a. A horse would be a foal. I don't know. I'm just a slow thinker. I just can't come up with that one. Calf. It's going to calf.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They said it's going to calf.
If a foal is a foal, a calf is a calf. The calving. Yes, do. Sit down. That's right.
An animal that people would ride would be called a
horse.
And the a female of that.
Mare.
Yeah. And if you did not know how to ride, you might say, well, I have never
ridden.
And in talking about people who do ride, you might say, well, about a man who rides, you might say, well, yesterday he rode. And if you were, if anybody was particularly a little child, went to sleep in bed, and the next morning found himself on the floor.
He fell out of bed.
Fell out of bed, yes. And if you were on a horse and you took a tumble, you'd say you fell off the horse. And the things that they put on a horse to keep them from
horseshoe.
Yeah. And the part that they nail, the part of the horse's foot that they nail that horseshoe onto is the
hoof.
Yeah. And all four of those would be the hooves. And